Do you have to do active shooter training at your work? Have they started that yet? I'm asking because where I'm training right now, I've had to take 2 different training courses on active shooter drills, where I learned to run, hide, or fight. Welcome to Rob's Morning Psychosis. This is driving me crazy. I need someone to vent to, so I'm glad you're here. Thanks for listening. You know, I feel like we always hear about whenever these events happen and it comes up in the news, somehow the dialogue turns to, well, the children do these drills at school. And we've all kind of like accepted that, like that's fucking normal, which it's not. And then they go to like, oh, well, if the shooter was from that school, then they learned what they would do in case of an active shooter. They would learn the drills and know what to expect. Which seems like that would just, you know, like, well, in that case, like, why don't we try something else? But apparently, you know, we can't. Maybe we can try, I don't know. Someone suggested too many back doors. Too many doors in places, which once you start going to like doors are the problem, I start thinking the country's a little less free than when I was growing up. But it's infuriating to go through these training videos. And if you've done it, I'm just so curious. I feel like these American cartels are normalizing it. It's infuriating to feel like these big, huge American corporation cartels that don't roll over and play dead for anybody, no pun intended. They're very proactive when it comes to protecting their bottom line, their profits, their profit margins. For them to just kind of roll over and be like, well, guys, this is just how it goes now, and sometimes life happens. And to hear that and not feel like, this isn't fucking hell. What are you talking about? If you're just saying this is just life, then my one question to these big American corporation cartels is, do you send these training videos worldwide? Are these going to your Canadian branches? Are they going to your European, your African, Australian, Asian, Antarctican? I don't think there's any businesses on Antarctica. And we know Santa doesn't make the elves do these on the North Pole. So that would, and that's an open invitation to any of these American business cartels that run these new active shooter training modules, that the introduction video, before you get to the meat of it, where they teach you to run, hide, and fight, which, if you're asking me to fight, is that holiday pay? Am I getting paid overtime? Is that's got to be double overtime. I mean, if you're asking me to fight, I expect to get like some kind of pot, you know? I want to be paid like a UFC fighter then. As far as I know, there isn't any extra pay. There's no bonus. But you're asking me to fight? Get the fuck out of here. If you really valued us, put fucking bulletproof glass around the building. Instead of make those windows bulletproof. You really protect us. But open invitation to any of these cartels, to answer this one question. If you're saying, because that's what the intro to this training video was. They're just saying, hey, sometimes life happens. So my question is, do you send these to Canada, Mexico, Europe, you send these everywhere else? Or is this an American thing? Because I got a feeling just from looking at some of the statistics and reading about these things, the gun violence epidemic is an epidemic because it's localized. When it becomes a pandemic, that's worldwide. It's an epidemic when it's like one country. just like the opioid epidemic. Notice in the news, they don't call it an opioid pandemic. It's because the rest of the world didn't have the Sackler family in Purdue and aren't allowed to pump prescription drugs all over the TV and social media. It's an epidemic. And I actually learned the difference at the beginning of COVID. Because you slowly heard the news go from, it's an epidemic, to, okay, it's a worldwide pandemic. But when you hear about the gun epidemic, or the gun violence epidemic, the opioid epidemic, that's because it's American. It's more American than apple pie and baseball at this point. But the unfortunate thing, and I would think that even if you're on the far end of the gun owners, and you can fill a front porch with all the assault rifles and automatic weapons and handguns that your little heart desires, even if you're one of those people, I would hope that you're, number one, old enough. But number two, you could relate with me when I say, yo, when I was growing up, we could sneak out of school before lunch and come back after and didn't have to worry about security guards, locked doors, metal detectors, none of that. And I felt really sad for thinking about this generation going to high school. God, how do they get out? There's school cops everywhere. They want to eradicate back doors to schools. They want to lock every door and have metal detectors. And you're saying we're the land of the free? Free of what? Free to not skip school? Land of the free? I mean, it just becomes more lockdown. So if you're one of those gun people and you're about my age, if you remember Nirvana, Flock of Seagulls, hair metal, whatever, whenever you were growing up, do you remember that we could just walk out of school and then make it back before the end of the day? We had that freedom. These kids don't. Does it feel like we're getting freer? Just because you're out of high school doesn't mean that, other people's, or not other people, other kids shouldn't have that luxury. And maybe it's a bad point for me to, like, be on the, like, they should be allowed to skip school tip. But don't you remember senior skip day? Like, how does that happen now? Is that even a thing anymore? You would just think with all the lockdowns and the tight security and people in the new, like, it fucking drives me bananas that certain political commentators call schools hard targets, soft targets. It's like, fuck, when I grew up, man, they were just schools. They weren't targets. But I'd also ask, like, those, my brothers and sisters who are into the guns, okay? What are you scared of? Why do you have that many guns? I don't get it. That also confuses me. When I see those pictures of people like decked out and everything's guns and they have these underground shelters, garages full of guns, I'm like, what are you? Have you been abducted by aliens? I got to hear their story because it makes me feel like something has happened to them where they're like, oh no, not again. When they've just like stocked up on so much guns and ammo that you're like, what happened? Like, at what point did you find out a secret that, like, we maybe need to know? And I mean, genuinely, like, I'm curious. Because there's a ton of people who make it through life without a gun. I don't remember the schmuckers' 100-year-old birthdays on the news in the morning and them asking the old people, like, how'd you make it to 101? And the old people being like, a garage full of guns. That's the only way I've made it to you. And everybody that tried to stop me from making it to 101, well, they had it coming. This is just, I've never heard that. I hear the opposite on the news quite often about these accidents or not even accidents. I mean, there are accidents with guns. Remember that show, something 911? 911, emergency 911. It was like one of the first like YouTube feeling shows on TV. And that show would like, you know, rip from the headline stories about like kids that played with guns and, you know, got shot or whatever. Man, they should bring that back, that show. I think that show was like late 80s, 90s. That and Unsolved Mysteries. Those would be good shows to bring back. But I'm not talking about that. And I kind of went off on a tangent, but let me get back to the American cartels, corporations, whatever we're calling them. They have lobbyists. They hire people that have worked in the government so they know how to infiltrate the government. And they work really hard and spend... I mean, if you want to know what a company values, look at what it puts its money into. If it lobbies for something and spends a ton of money on rolling back regulations to be able to smog up the environment or to fight against a raise in the minimum wage, then if they're spending money on it, that means they value it. Because the bottom line here in America, these cartels, they're not in it to make friends. Friends might help them in high places. People don't come together and form a corporation because they're like, we want to be the cool kids and everybody be our friend. They make these businesses, corporations, cartels, they make these to make profit. And that's it. That's just economics, folks. How many times have I heard that? Jesus. But if we just want to look at the science of economics, you make a business to make money, right? And if a business doesn't make money, you don't have a business. So if we're just talking about it like that, then... you understand if a business is spending money, it's to protect its money. And that's what they value. Now, if they really valued safety of employees or their guests, you would hope their guests, at least. Then why are they just helping to normalize these active shooters? Why aren't they lobbying? Why aren't they putting their money where their mouth is? If you look up on Open Secrets, it's kind of disheartening to see how many companies just donate to Republicans and Democrats. And sometimes the Republicans more, even if they might be a public-facing Democrat, I don't even want to call it a more liberal company. They might secretly be totally funneling money to the Democrats. I mean, the Republicans. It was like the Disney thing that happened down in Florida. Or the dicks, they were giving a ton of money to the to the Republicans. You want to know why they didn't come out and say anything? Because they helped fund those bills. Or like the Dick's Last Resort. I was tweeting about this. Maybe I even did a podcast about it. Dick's Last Resort came out when the Roe v. Wade thing happened. And they were like, we'll pay $4,000 for travel expenses. I'm like, if you go to opensecrets.org, you can see that dicks, they're not being heroic. If anything, it's for control. They helped fund this. They've spent more money on Republicans over the past 20 years than they have Democrats. So why is Dick surprised or acting like they can help with the solution? They can't. They help fund the problem. So I say the same thing to these cartels that are acting like, we got to do these training videos. And we don't like it either. It's pretty jarring. But that's just the world we live in. Really? So is this video in Canada? If I called our counterparts in Canada, I'd be like, hey, what'd you think of that active shooter training drill? They would know what I'm talking about. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they would. Maybe this is in Europe too. And the Europeans are like, yeah, man. I don't think so. But again, that's why I'm just asking questions. I really just want to know. Because I kind of felt singled out as an American watching this, being like, really? This is the shit we got to go through and pretend like, this is just how it is now? It doesn't have to be. Shit, when I was growing up, it wasn't like this. I've been in the workforce since the 90s, and this was not a thing. This is a very recent thing, and the fact that companies are just rolling over and dishing out training videos and pretending like this is just how it is going forward, folks, is fucking disturbing. And the fact that our kids are going to the school having to do it, and everyone's just like, it's just how it is now, is fucking disturbing. Because it wasn't like this. This is a recent trend. So I was wondering, are there other people out there that have watched these videos, gone through this training, and did you feel okay with it? Because I fucking do not. I'm livid. I'm livid that our children have to go through it, and I'm livid that they think fucking adults that do that little moronic thing called thinking. Rest in peace, George Carlin. But the adults that do the thinking, and this is what bothers me, because I'm like, if everybody I know at this workplace, and I don't know them well yet, but if they all went through it, do they not collectively too be like, oh no, you're a huge American cartel. Like, you can totally lobby to like get laws passed to like fucking help change this. Like, do they not think that? Because what bugs me is like, if this is just positioned as like, hey, that's life now. Because they could have said in the beginning of the video, hey, you're in America. So, fuck, Donald Glover said it best. This is America. And this is the problem we face. And they could have, see, they had a great opportunity there to make the intro to the video like, this is the problem we face, but we're lobbying to change things. We are not going to accept and stand idly by while our most valued employees and customers are, you know, having to go through this. They could have done so many different things, but instead it was just like, well, you know life. Sometimes there's car accidents, and then there's active shooter drills we got to do. Remember to run, hide, or fight. Like, that's some normal shit. I mean, I guess if I fucking was born yesterday, but I lived a good chunk of my life before this shit was ever normal, and I will refuse to accept this as the new normal. Fuck that noise. And I just, you know, really for me, it's the people who own the guns who go into this terrified, don't take my guns mode. Where it's like, what if we just didn't want to take them, but we wanted to make sure that fucking this stopped happening? Would you be willing to talk? That's really what I want to say. It's like, how do we start a conversation where you're not on the defensive, freaking out about your porch full of artillery? How do we have a conversation where, like, hopefully people can agree from all walks of life that, like, we don't want our schools totally locked up, security guards, cops inside, like a fucking military fortress? I don't know. Call me crazy. But I would just hope, like, we can all agree on that. Like, we don't want our fucking schools looking like the prison system, do we? Lock doors, fucking ring the bell, unlock the door, let the kids out, shuffle them down to the next class. Like, what the fuck is that, man? I would have dropped out. Well, I did drop out, but I would have never went back if that was the school situation. And call me crazy, but I believe in the freedom for children to, not children, but, you know, young adults in high school to have senior skip day. I don't know how the fuck that doesn't happen anymore. Does it? And how? Like, do they got to get permission from the, you know, school cop and be like, hey, can you let us out? We're skipping today. And what happens if he's like, you're all under arrest for truancy? Like, what the fuck? I don't know, man. Just the way this is going, because this, we are on the precipice of this. The wave is just starting to break. We're at the crescendo. And it's like, we can either all collectively accept, like, okay, that's just how it is. And then imagine in 10 years when we have robocops and they're fucking guarding everything. YouTube video I want to do is about the sentient AI, the robot life forms that are being aware of themselves, self-aware. And when they start fucking controlling shit and we get asked permission to do stuff and they're like, nah, man, you guys wanted your guns and you guys are so temperamental that we got to keep you locked inside. So you stay inside. For those of you that's got smart homes, you don't think they're going to put AI in the smart home? You're going to be leaving, being like, hey, lock up the house. At some point, that's going to become flipped. And they're going to be like, oh, we register your body temperature has risen. You seem mad. We are locking you in today, so you are not a threat to society. How do you think this goes in 10 fucking 20 years, man? I fear for us. Especially if we can't all kind of agree, like, the choices or the way people are, the perspectives, the way people are thinking about these things. They're thinking just mighty scary. I still can't get over some of these political commentators designating schools hard targets, soft targets. It's like, fuck, man. Did they not grow up in the 90s, the 80s, 70s, 60s? They weren't targets. Stop calling them targets. Stop fucking normalizing this. That shit should be so foreign. It's still so foreign to me when they call it that. And it doesn't have to be. There are things to be done. Because if you're telling me that these American corporations, I mean cartels, were just to roll over, if tomorrow a law was enacted, and the law was that no matter, if you're an American business, it doesn't matter if you have an address, a shell of an office in the Caribbean, in Panama, in one of these tax havens. It doesn't matter if you have your corporate address in a tax haven island. We're forcing you to pay taxes here in America. No more loopholes. If you think these American cartels would just roll over, look at their cartel buddies and be like, well, them's the breaks, guys. Looks like, from here on out, we got to pay our taxes. That's just how things are. That's just life in America. Or if you think that these American cartels would probably even band together. Never seen so many companies fucking forge a bond. Be like, let's send all our lobbyists to both sides of the aisle and see what they can fucking do. That's why they donate to both sides of the aisle. So they can have bureaucratic fucking togetherness when it benefits them. And I think if shit changed where it was going to affect their profits, environmental regulations were getting stricter. You can't smog the air. You can't poison the water. They'd be lobbying. That's why they hire former government employees. So they can learn the ropes and write the laws. Go to opensecrets.org. You don't believe me? Go check and see where your company's donating its money. And if it's not in there, good. Good on them. Maybe they're staying out of it. Maybe they're just letting things flow. But for the companies that have been donating to political parties, how come this is where you just kind of say, well, there's nothing we can do. All this money we have just can't be spent in that area. Because to me, that's a louder statement. If you say, like, we're going to lobby for tax breaks and fucking regulation rollbacks and fight against minimum wage hikes, if we're going to put our money towards that, but on this one, you just kind of accept it for what it is, then that's a fucking statement and a half. Then I go, well, there's your statement. You're saying it doesn't matter to you. Because the things that matter for businesses, they spend their money on. And really, that's, the sad part of it. These businesses don't give a fuck about no one. They make sure that they're making money. That's why they're businesses. I will say, I think if you take some of the people, if you single the people out, I think the people do care. And that's who I'm trying to communicate to. I think the people care. Unfortunately, these people collectively, when they come together to form a business cartel, they only care about the profits. And they got to make sure the profits are coming, and the stockholders and the investors, and they're accountable to them and make sure they're making money. But singularly, I think those people might actually care. They might care about the community. They might know somebody that was affected by it. They might themselves have been affected by it. They might genuinely have meant it was jarring for them. And I believe that. But I just believe in the bigger sense of their business, their cartel, they can't care. And that's what sucks. Because I believe that these people want to care and they do care. But who's fucking pulling the strings then? Because you want these businesses to really step. That's all for me, what this is about. I want their word to be good. When they say they value our safety as their number one priority, I want them to mean that. Because it don't feel like that. If they're not lobbying for common sense or to try to stop this American epidemic of gun violence, then our safety isn't important to you. Because when you need environmental regulations, tax breaks, whatever, you'll throw the fucking dogs and the lobbyists and the fucking money at it. And then I know, I go, oh, wow, they've definitely valued this. Look at how hard they fight. You don't sit back and go, well, it's just the brakes. Them's the brakes, guys. All right. I talked about this enough. Let's flip. Let's pivot and do a 180 here. Before I go, I'm going to leave you on a better note than that because that was disheartening. But before I go, I wanted to let you know. So my garden, right, on the side of my house, like a month ago. Yeah, just about a month ago, we seen this little baby bunny. We watched him grow. I know men aren't usually supposed to say this, but this fucking bunny is so cute. This bunny is adorable. And now he's like a young, I believe he's a boy bunny, but he's a young bunny, you know, just starting to get his little hopping legs under him. And if you've ever seen a bunny sit like a dog and use its little thumper leg to scratch behind its ear, it is hilariously adorable. I could watch that all day. And this little young bunny is out in the garden eating all our plants and eating all the leaves off my broccoli. And he's sitting there with like the cardinals, the finches, the pigeons, the doves, all these animals or all these birds and just one bunny. I mean, he's wicked, wicked cute. And this bunny, he'll stand up on his back legs and look like a little human while he's trying to reach for the greens. Now I totally understand why whoever decided when they had the Illuminati meeting to decide on what animal will be the representative for Easter, they chose a bunny. I'm glad they didn't go with like the Easter raccoon or the Easter fox or the Easter squirrel even. I'm glad they chose the bunny because those fucking things are so cute. Now I get it. Now I know why the bunny got its own holiday. Because those those young bunnies, not the full-grown rabbits, those can be intimidating here in Salem, Mass. The full-grown rabbits here are like, we ain't scared of you. We've been here generations. We've seen what you people do to each other. We ain't afraid. They're like the Bernie Mac of bunnies. They're like, we ain't afraid of you, and they will come up to you. But the young bunnies, they're so cute and hilarious. All right. Thank you for listening to Morning Psychosis. I am Rob. Share this with a friend. I appreciate you. Keep doing that moronic thing called thinking. I love that George Carlin bit. Peace.